the best of speed jokes. Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. On Fridays, we randomly select a joke sent in. Someone's about to win the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. But what was the joke of the week? We're sponsored here by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number one.
I really respect my friend who studies birds. Dave, he has the gall to do whatever he wants and never has egrets. He always says one good turn deserves another.
Hey John, didn't we heron these jokes before?
I guess so. Woodpecker, you prefer I redo some fish jokes?
No, you can sparrow me those for now.
Andy, aren't you glad you weren't working earlier this week? Here's joke of the week number two.
Hey, why did the banana go to the doctor? Because it wasn't peeling well.
Here is joke of the week number three.
My friend Sarah left her Pepsi 60 miles south of Tampa.
Ah, so that's where Sarah's soda is.
I remember that one, and that was fun. All right, joke of the week number four.
In the following scene, Dave Innit will portray a bowling pin in marriage counseling. And John Williams will star as his bowling pin partner.
His mind is always in the gutter.
Oh, spare me. That concludes Dave Innit and I as bowling pins in marriage counseling.
You got to admit, fun premise. Not a great joke. All right, here's the next one.
When you find a good wife, you not only get a best friend and companion, you also receive a driving instructor for life.
I have a parking instructor that travels with me a lot. Okay, here's the next one.
Two clowns are eating a cannibal. The first one turns to the other and says, I think we got this joke wrong.
Producer Pete, what joke are we on now? What number am I at? Here's joke of the week number seven.
In this scene, Dave Innit will portray a man interviewing people for a handyman position, and John Williams will star as the applicant.
You can't do electric, plumbing, carpentry. In fact, you have no experience in this field whatsoever. What makes you think you'd be a good handyman?
I live just down the street.
Joke of the week number eight.
Dave, it's so annoying when people use the wrong word and don't have the humility to admit it.
Sorry. Number nine, please.
Archaeologists discovered the largest dinosaur tibia ever recorded.
Wow, what a discovery.
Oh, yeah, it was a real shindig.
Here's number 10.
Gambling addiction hotlines would do much better if every fifth caller was a winner.
Joke of the week, number 11.
I took my cucumbers from last year and made pickles, Dave. One of them is now in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal.
Here is joke of the week number 12.
HBO Max has changed its name to Max. Not sure if Peacock is going to follow suit.
That might be the best one so far. Who knows? Here's number 13.
John, did you hear about the guy who evaporated?
Yeah, I did. He'll be missed.
One more. Here we go.
Yesterday, Dave, I told you some bird jokes, and you had no egrets about it.
That's eagle for you to say.
I thought those jokes were osprey funny.
I think you need to check your heron.
I'll do that after today's show.
Okay, but these jokes are hard to swallow.
Vulture problem, Dave. You got a thing against birds?
Finch, you started these, yes.
Okay, I'll go first. That's my favorite. I like the first batch. I like the second batch. But I'll say the second batch is my joke of the week. Steve Alexander, what was it for you?
I giggled a lot, but I'm going with Sarah's soda.
Sarah's soda. Oh, that's where Sarah's soda is. Andy Mazur, which one tickled your funny bone?
I just like the whole setup and the premise of the bowling pin marriage counseling.
Bowling pins, yeah, right. A couple of bowling pins.
Spare me.
It looks like a New Yorker cartoon is what it does in my head. Okay, Bobby, which one?
Oh, for sure. It's Peacock. Has to be.
Well, there is some disagreement on the panel. Producer Pete said the joke of the week was...
A real shindig.
Okay.
That's a good one, too, yeah.
Winners, winners everywhere. Well, I'll randomly select from the jokes sent in, and somebody's about to win the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. We always replay this bit after the 1:30 edition of WGN Radio News. And remember, they live at WGNRadio.com/speedjokes.